Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Fulton's here. Tim's a new friend. He's the owner of Small Business Matters in Atlanta, Georgia. He's one of the regional chair of Visage, the Visage organization that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. He's a professional business coach. He's the author of a book called Small Business Matters. He's our new friend, Tim Fulton. Welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on all the great work you're doing there with Visage. I've had a number of Visage leaders on my show over the years. Some have been with me for a long time, and you guys do good work, and I'm proud of the help that you're providing and the support you're providing for small business CEOs out there.
Well, thank you. I'm fortunate enough to have been a Visage chair now for 12 years, and currently I've got three different groups that I work with, about 50 different members, variety of different businesses, and they challenge me as much as I might challenge them, I think, sometimes.
Tell the audience a little bit about, take us through about a minute tour of what it takes or what happens in a Visage meeting.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. So the typical Visage
let me say this, Tim, mm-hmm. folks. This is he's going to talk about Visage, but the main thing, Tim, I want, you know, whether there's a Visage mm-hmm. group near them or not, I want small business CEOs to think about being part of a mastermind type group. And I know you
sure.
do too. So yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and certainly there are lots of other peer groups in addition to Visage, but. My members get together once a month for a full day meeting, and for many of them, it's the only opportunity they have to step outside of their business and spend a little bit of time working on their business versus working in their business. So they'll have the benefit of usually hearing a Visage speaker, a nationally recognized presenter on a specific topic, sales and marketing, leadership, financial management. And then they share their issues. They share the opportunities they face with each other so that they can get help. You know, oftentimes they've got blind spots, you know, when they're trying to make a decision, and they really benefit from having other people's perspective, their guidance, their experience on the decisions that they're facing. And so they really benefit from having, you know, 12, 14 other people take a look at their issues and say, you know, Jim, did you think about this, or did you consider going a different way on this, or, mm-hmm. you know, sharing their mistakes and their successes. And just having a group of people support them can be extremely beneficial.
Isn't it amazing what we can't see? I mean, I when I had my consulting business, I would walk into a new prospect, somebody who'd called me and said, please come help me. I'd walk in there, and within 20 minutes, I'm sure you've done this, within 20 minutes, I'd see about half of what they were upside down, you know, was all about. And I'd say, well, what about this? They say, what do you mean, what about that? I said, that thing right there, that 800-pound gorilla, in the elephant in the middle between you and your customers. What about that? Well, I don't see that. It's amazing, isn't it? And then, you know, one of the things I used to do whenever I wanted to get better with my consulting business, I would ask my clients to help me.
Yeah.
They could see things in my business I couldn't see.
Yeah, sometimes, Jim, you know, we're so close to it, our nose is so deep into it that we don't see what's going on. We've got blind spots, and that's the advantage of having either an executive coach or a peer group that can ask us tough questions and force us to see things that maybe we're choosing not to see or that we're blind
right.
to. But it happens to all small business owners.
Someone once said part of the key to success is being willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that in amongst a lot of small business CEOs where they don't open up because they're afraid what you're going to tell them they know is right and it makes them uncomfortable?
Yeah, you know, oftentimes I find that, you know, my members, you know the issues that they've got, even know the solutions to the challenges they've got. Sometimes they're just it's inertia that they're afraid to act, or they're unwilling to take a certain risk, and they just need a little bit of a push, a little bit of a nudge. They've got the answers. You know, they don't rely upon me for answers. I'm sure you found out with your clients. They just need me to just expose the wound, so to speak, that they're experiencing just enough so that they can take action on the things that they know they need to move forward with. I just give them
why
a little
are we
of a
like,
push.
Why are we like that, Tim? What makes us, what makes humans like that? It's a pretty consistent thing among people, isn't it?
It is. It may be because, you know, we've made mistakes. It may be that we're embarrassed from time to time. Sometimes I think, Jim, we get comfortable within our business, and that's the one word I hate to hear from my clients is when they say, "Well, I'm feeling comfortable about where I am today." And that just means that they're unwilling to take risks or unwilling to take chances. And so, you know, part of my job is to create discomfort. You know, I find that for myself, the most success I've had, the most learning I've ever experienced is when I've been most uncomfortable. So that's my job, right, is to try to create as much discomfort as possible.
The times when I've been the most creative and accomplished the most was probably the times when I've been the most frightened. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most frightened, most anxious, most uncomfortable, kind of out on a ledge, so to speak.
Yep.
Is oftentimes, you know, when we've experienced the greatest success. And yet, again, you know, we find a comfort level, and sometimes we're afraid to take that extra step out. And that's where you and I and other consultants come into play, is just helping our clients see opportunities and move towards those opportunities.
Yeah, and a lot of what you do, and I know you're technically have a great you know, you've got a great background, and you've seen a lot, and you've got a lot of great fundamentals to help people with. But a lot of what you do is just holding a mirror up in front of people in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, and just being someone, a confidant, you know, someone that they can talk to, someone they can run ideas by. Maybe, you know, they aren't quite ready to go to their executive teams or to go to the banker. Right. You know, just someone that they can and share opportunities with, and sometimes think, well, this may be the craziest thing I've ever thought of, or this may be a game changer, and I need to move forward with it.
You know, folks, whatever it takes, whether it's, if it's a Vistage group, if it's bringing in a consultant, if it's asking a friend, whatever it takes, have someone else to look at what you're doing and push back just a little bit. Realize that in any discomfort that you may be not wanting, you're going to get some benefit from if you'll deal with it. Tim Fulton and I will be right back after these messages. His business is called Small Business Matters. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.